Hello, it's Tuesday, August 23rd, 2011. My name is Blaine Bookie. I'm a former legal fellow with the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti and the Bureau des Avocats Internationaux, now living in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I was sitting at my desk this afternoon on the 18th floor of the federal courthouse, where I am currently serving as an appellate clerk, when I felt the whole building shake. By the time I realized what was happening, my mind immediately raced to Haiti, and I began to panic. However, just after the shock subsided and the bouncing stopped, staff got on the loudspeaker and informed us that evacuation was left to individual discretion. Our chambers decided not to leave the building, but to continue working. As my judge often says, justice awaited is not justice at all. Although the quake only registered 5.8 points on the Richter scale, as opposed to the 7-point shock in Haiti last year, and the epicenter of today's quake was more than 200 miles away from Philadelphia, as opposed to less than 20 miles away from Port-au-Prince, the difference in effect was noticeable. I could not help but think what a difference adherence to building codes makes. The importance of the work that IJDH and BAI are doing to advance adherence to the rule of law in Haiti and the ability of the government to prevent and respond to large-scale disasters truly cannot be overstated. Law can often feel removed, especially from a perch in the ivory tower, but experiences like today are tangible reminders of the role that lawyers can play in ensuring our everyday safety. Thanks for listening.